Thanks for having me.
As for the status right now of the fire, what do we know?
We know that the fire is 207 acres, but it made a jump this afternoon driven by winds of 35 to 40 acres. So it is bigger than it was earlier today.
Now, speaking of earlier today, you got there this morning and you've sort of watched as things have progressed. Kind of lay it out for me between when you first got there in the morning to what you've seen so far.
When I first arrived at the Carbondale Firehouse this morning, the feeling here was a little more laid back. I think the feeling was that a lot of firefighters was that this may not really grow into anything super dangerous. But this afternoon, when it did blow up, they did go ahead and decide to bring in a Type 2 incident management team, which means that more firefighters will be traveling to the area to fight the blaze. And already there are 60 people on the ground, including 6 fire jumpers. There's also 3 single engine air tankers fighting the blaze and 1 heavy dropping fire retardant between the fire and the city of Glenwood Springs. Also, there have been evacuations ordered for people living on the backside of Lookout Mountain, which is south of Glenwood Springs. About 15 homes on the backside of Lookout Mountain have been evacuated at this time. Another subdivision called the Crystal Light Subdivision at the top of Red Canyon Road has just received pre-evacuation notice at this time. So the people in charge of this fire are having people evacuate to the Carbondale High School. If they have large animals, they can take those animals to the Garfield County Fairgrounds in Rifle. Also, the road is closed at the bottom of Red Canyon Road and at the junction of County Road 115, which is Red Canyon Road, and Kendall Road. So there are some road closures in place, some evacuations as well. So this fire is becoming a little bit bigger than maybe expected earlier this morning.
Now, you did say that there are some areas that are now under specific warnings, you know, places where people are living and such. But the fire itself has yet to destroy any buildings. Is that my understanding?
That's true. No structures have been burned at this time. So that's positive news. The main concerns from firefighters right now are for public safety and firefighter safety. I was up in the area this afternoon, and I can tell you, firefighting is a very dangerous job. We were ordered out of the area very quickly when a large plume of smoke came over the edge of the mountain, and the fire kind of unexpectedly blew up. But the firefighters stuck around, and you know, this is their job, and they are trying to get this thing attacked.
From the conversations that you've had in terms of containment, what are they hoping for that will help them in that process?
You know, at this point in time, they don't have a number, a percentage on how much the fire has been contained. At this point in time, they're not sure how much the fire has been contained. Earlier today, it was at 0% containment, and they are working to find out the number right now on that. It was thought earlier today that the fire would probably continue to burn and continue to be fought for about 4 days. I'm not sure if that is still the case. That was before the blow up this afternoon. You know, the probable cause of this fire is lightning from a dry lightning storm 3 days ago. And firefighters here are reminding people that it's still really dry in Garfield County. And, you know, despite the recent rains that we've had, a lot of the vegetation in this area had really greened up from recent rains, and yet it still caught fire and burned pretty quickly with the wind driving the flames. So, you know, it's still dry out there, so just be careful.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.